Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Jin. Now, there is a narrative in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, which records these blessings, and a very similar one which is also found in Salvi's Tafsir. Now, both of them are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. However, both of them are extremely weak. But before a comment is made on their chains of narration, let me read out its text before you, which is found in Al-Wasit. The words are, من قرى سورة الجن كان له بعدد كل جن صدق محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وكذب به إتق رقبا. So the words are, the translation goes like this, that every person who reads or recites Surah Jin, he shall be rewarded with the reward of liberating one slave for every jinn who corroborated Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prophethood, who professed faith in him, and for every jinn who rejected him. For each of these personnel, he shall be given the reward of liberating, which is the reward which is given to a person for liberating a single slave. Now, this narrative is found in Al-Wasit. Now, as far as its weakness is concerned, it is because of the fact that in its chain of narration, there exists two personnel. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following comments from various Rijal authorities. Yahya ibn Ma'in says, Laysa bishay. And another opinion which he says about him is, Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says, Laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says, Ghayru siqa. Abu Zura'a and Abu Hatim regard him to be Za'if. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is matruk, he has been abandoned. Another opinion of Imam Nasai is, Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughwi says, Za'iful hadith jiddan. And another opinion of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is about him is a kazzab, that he's a great liar. Now, as far as Salibi's tafsir is concerned, the weakness in this chain of narration lies, which records the narrative, is that there is a narrator called Nafil ibn Rakim, who is an unknown narrator, he's majhul, and we have no knowledge of him. And the other weakness which is found in this narrative is that it contains Nuh ibn Abi Maryam, and about whom various Rijal authorities have commented variously. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says, Laysa bishay wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Zura'a says, Za'iful hadith. And Imam Muslim, Abu Hatim, and Abu Bashar al-Dulabi says, including Dharqutni, all of them say he's matrukul hadith. And similarly, another opinion which Imam Bukhari is reported to have said about him is that he is munkarul hadith, and at another place his words are zahibul hadith. Similarly, Imam Nasai says he is laysa bisiqa wala ma'moon, and at another place his words are laysa bisiqa wala yuktabu hadithuhu. And similarly, Hafiz Abu Abdullah Nisapuri al-Hakim says that he is guilty of fabricating narratives regarding the blessings of reading the Quran, and this narrative, of course, is one of them. So this is what Abu Abdullah al-Hakim al-Nisaburi says. And similarly, there is another narrative, another opinion ascribed to Ibn Hibban, and he says that he has gathered, the new Ibn Maryam has gathered everything in his books except the truth. So this is what the words of Ibn Hibban are. So on the basis of this information, of course, this narrative too cannot be regarded to be correctly ascribed. And not only the fact that Nafil ibn Rakim and Nuh ibn Maryam are present in this narrative, which of course inflicted with some serious weaknesses, but also there's another person called Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan, who is also present in this chain of narration. And about him, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following information from various Rijal authorities. So, for example, Ibn Sa'd says, فِيهِ زُعْفَ لَا يُحْتَجُّ بِهِ. Similarly, Ahmad ibn Hanbal has various opinions to express about him, and among them are لَيْسَ بِالْقَوِي, لَيْسَ بِالشَّيْءِ, and زَعِيفُ الْحَدِيثِ. All these three opinions are of Ahmad ibn Hanbal regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judaran. Similarly, Yahya ibn Ma'in also has various and multiple opinions about him, and among them are لَيْسَ بِذَاكَ الْقَوِي, Zaif, Zaifun fi kulli shay, Laysa bi shay, and Laysa bi siqa. And Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says he's Bahil Hadith, Zaif, and Lah Guftaju bihi. And Abu Zura says that he's Laysa bil Qawi. So, in the basis of this information, we can say that this narrative too is absolutely baseless and cannot be correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has three weaknesses. It has Nafil ibn Rakim, about whom we have no information. It has Nuh ibn Maryam, about whom I just read out the various comments of our Rijal authorities. And it also has Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judaran, who similarly has these weaknesses. And the only addition which is found in the this narrative, in the text of this narrative, is that it contains the words bikulli shaitan. The words, of course, in the case of Al-Wasit only had kulli jinn, all jinn, all types of jinn which professed faith in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or rejected him. We have an addition of the word shaitan. So every devil, which is included in this narrative, would be that every devil who professed faith in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or rejected him. So in place of every such devil, the person who recites Surah Jinn, he will be rewarded with a reward which is given to a person who liberates a slave. So all in all, we can say that these narratives are baseless. They have no, their ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is extremely weak. In the case of Al-Wasit's narrative, Hafiz ibn Hajar has said it is concocted, it's fabricated. And the best way to reap the blessings of reading any surah of the Quran, including Surah Jinn, of course, is to have a living relationship with that surah by understanding its message, by communicating its message to others, and by acting upon it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.